Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back to She Said, He Said. I'm Kelly Lamb with Gordon Montgomery. It's 10:33. We're still in the first hour of the show, and it just keeps getting better. We're here at Experience Realty Partners live right outside. They're in a beautiful new location right down here in Chesterfield Valley. It's absolutely gorgeous. You walk in the doors, you don't want to leave. Patio furniture sitting outside. They're here to meet your needs. As they say, expect to be moved. They're a full-service real estate office that can take you from beginning to end. Steve Strick is also here, who partners with Kathy with USA Mortgage. And the address is
146 Chesterfield Valley Drive.
Yeah, so if you've been to Bar Louie or you've been to gosh, there's so many places down here that you could be. Cocoon, The Consignment, Skin Bee Med Spa. There's
we're
all
actually,
kinds of fun things.
The easiest way is we are actually right behind the movie theater.
Yeah,
down here.
That's
so
a good.
The movie theater is probably the tallest building down here in the valley. So if you can find the movie theater, we are right behind there. And Skin Bee's down here.
Yeah. Kathy's got prizes. There's prizes here today that you can come by and win by stopping by and saying hello. I can't remember. What do we have? Vito's. Symbol, what they're, I know she's got some prizes in there too.
Yes,
to give
we have
away.
All kinds of things to give away today. Some great prizes. So come on down, be a part of it. Come, let us see.
And I think
your
it'll
face.
Be till 2:30, actually.
Yes, till 2:30.
We're here
we
till
will
noon.
Be here till noon, but the 12:30 it goes on.
Right.
Till 12:30.
And we know there's a lot of fun things going on today. I mean, it is that time of year between graduations and fun events and that. So we understand if you're busy and you're not by today, but they're here. Monday through Friday, and then, of course, they're in on the weekends if something's going on. You can stop by anytime. Go to – you can actually go to experiencerealtypartners.com and check out the website, meet the team, see who's all here. My gosh, it's a team of, what, 31 people?
Yes, and me and Kelly are a part of that, a part of being down here with the Experience Realty Partners. And come see us, too. We want everybody in this office. There's somebody here all the time, like Kelly said, and there's somebody that can help you.
Yes.
And so that's never a time that you can't walk down here and somebody will
and it's
here.
Gorgeous, too. It's a good time, that's for sure. So, again, we are right now going to meet a great guest on the show who brought a furry friend with him, sitting up in the chair like the star that he or she is.
She is. That's
she
Molly.
Is. Molly. That's yeah. Molly. Hi, Molly. We have Nick Lasciuto. He is the owner of Dogtopia. If you want to go to a place to take your dog for the day or for a stay, it is an incredible place to
Dogtopia
go in.
Dogtopia of Ellisville.
Dogtopia of Ellisville. That's right. So welcome to the show, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Kelly.
I'm so glad
Thanks
you came by.
Thanks for having me on. He said, she said. And thank you, Gordon. And congratulations on your matrimony, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. This is our second time on air
as the
Mr. and Mrs. She yeah, said, he said.
Back to work.
Back to work. So I see you're sprinkling Molly with a little water, making sure she stays cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now with the summer, it's very important when the dogs are outside to make sure they're hydrated, make sure you find some shade, and don't leave them out too long, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So tell us a little bit about, as the U.S. food truck goes by, it's going to be just a little noisy just for a second. We'll get him past us. That's the thing. When you're out on the road, you're doing a live show, you're not in the confinements of the station where it's nice and quiet and soundproof. So sometimes you get a few little extra goodies to come through.
That's right.
So here we are. We have Nick Lasciuto again. He's with Dogtopia. Tell us a little bit about what makes you unique. I know what I experienced when I came there, but let everybody feel it through your words.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly, and thanks for coming in. That's what we really want people to do is come in and see what we're all about. Once you come in, like you did, you really see it. There's just so many different things that make us different than the traditional dog daycares and dog kenneling facilities. This is a very modern take on all those things. It's not like the places you used to go where you'd walk in and feel like you're leaving your dog out of prison with bars everywhere and you can barely breathe inside. Dogtopia has turned the model on its head. So when you walk in, it's bright colors. It's very fresh air for us and for the dogs. It's very clean. We have a very friendly staff that loves the dogs as much as anyone. So that's very important. One of our big differences. Everyone in there is a huge dog lover, too.
So can I tell how I felt when I walked in?
Yeah.
Since you just said that. So, and you too, we've both been in.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk in, the first thing is, the colors, the smell doesn't smell like you're around a bunch of dogs. you look immediately to your left and you see all of the puppies and dogs.
You're greeted.
Running around and having fun. They're looking
at
you. And the cool thing is that I noticed that when I happened to walk in, it was the time, it was almost like when you're like at a kid's daycare, all the little kids had to go into their little kennel. And why that was is because they stopped. It's like an intermission when you make the kids get out of the pool and they add chemicals. They go in their kennel and they mopped everything up, were wiping everything down. The dog's got a water break, whatever, you know, just a little time out to relax while you all cleaned up. And then they're back out again and playing. So, I mean, you not only do they have playtime, they go in for a nap or maybe they go in to eat, but they stay in the same location the whole time. You're not taking them down some hallway, putting them in a room. They're staying within the same room, their play area, where they eat, where they sleep, and then you're cleaning it in between, not once a week or something like that.
That's right. We actually use the daycare as a good analogy a lot, and it's quite funny because we actually treat our dogs almost better than we treat ourselves nowadays.
Yeah.
We clean that, the whole room gets wiped down, the floors, the walls, the play equipment twice a day, completely cleaned. And we have webcams, too. So when you walk in, like you said, you see the dogs right away through our windows. And we have webcams for parents to watch, too. So you don't have to take our word for how your dog did. We want to educate you on how your dog's doing. We want you to see it yourself. One of the biggest complaints Dogtopia had heard over the years, well, the past 15 years, where
of other
been
places.
Developing, from different establishments, was that they would go in. So a customer would go in somewhere to leave their dog, and they couldn't even get a tour. They'd have a desk where they would drop their dog, and that was it. They never got to see anything else.
And they take them down this back hall.
Yeah,
back
when
hall. When they leave you.
You feel all the guilt that comes over you. Yeah, so this, when you walk in, like I said, you could see our dogs right away. You get a full tour of the facility. We do have a big outdoor play yard we're using right now. We've got a bunch of kiddie pools out there and sprinklers set up for the dogs, too, and some shade. So they get a full day indoor. And just like kids, we take them outside for recess. You know, they need a change of scenery for a quick minute. They go outside and play for a while. They sniff all around, new sights, new smells, new feelings under the feet. We've got canine grass so they can play and get wet, but they're not going to come home muddy as well. So it feels just like grass, but there's no mud. So it's you're going to get a clean dog when you pick up as well, too.
Can we get dropped off?
Yeah.
Gordon, could you drop me off there on Monday?
Kelly comes in muddy sometimes when she goes outside home.
I like the whole pools and the sprinklers and playing with the dogs. I just want to get dropped off.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. Our employees love working there. We love the dogs there. And as we grow, being a daycare, it's awesome because we focus on daycare and we also do a lot of boarding too, but it's mostly for our daycare customers. And we know those dogs. So we see these dogs once, twice, three times a week regularly. We know their behaviors, their personalities. We know their names, of course. We know what to expect from them so we can put them in the right area. We separate the dogs by temperament so everyone's in a room with dogs that they like. You know, it's not just size. It's how they want to play. It's maybe they're puppies, but they're big, so they're still going to be in our toy box room so we can teach them how to play. Our mission is to socialize, educate, and to exercise the dog. So on the
worn out when
side,
they go home.
Yeah, that's the parents' favorite part too.
Kind of like you want your kids to be.
Yeah, that's just like.
Yeah. I've always said a tired dog is a good dog.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're playing and they're having fun and they're enjoying their day and it's like they're out.
Well, at the end of the day, we just want to go home and, you know, make dinner and cuddle up with the dog. We don't want to have to run around for 2 hours after, you know, you get home from work, too.
Right.
But tell us a little bit about Molly.
So on Molly's end, she was a rescue. We don't know a whole lot about her history. She was found stray, probably about a year and a half old, had already had puppies. So Stray Paws Rescue had brought her in. They had fixed her, fostered her for about 6 months, and that's when I got her. She was, frankly, quite the emotional mess when I first got her in the house. Actually had to get rid of the crate because as she would sleep in there with the door open, but she wouldn't come out. So that was her safe spot. I would have to pull her out of there, and she would be throwing up quite a fuss. So Molly started off a little bit, you know, her life was a little bit rough when I got her. She didn't trust anyone. When we put our hands toward her face, she would jump back. She was scared. So we think she was probably abused, too.
Sure.
So for her, it's not so much the exercise. She's very quiet and easygoing at home now. She's great. She has her, you know, her own big bed at the downstairs, and she loves it. But she, you know, she doesn't run around a lot. She goes for the socialization. So she learns with being around the people in the room and being around the other dogs how to interact with other dogs, how to interact with people appropriately. not jumping on people, not biting on their legs, and the same with the dogs. We teach them how to play so that when they're out and about at the dog park, when you're walking your dog, they're not trying to chase every dog they see. They're not jumping up on everyone they see.
That's a huge thing to say because that's so important, like a lesson learned for people with dogs is allowing them to, like you said, they have to learn to play with other dogs. And some dogs that are, you know, they're one dog that live at home with, you know, their parents who coddle them and take care of them. They don't even know how to interact with their peers, so to speak. Yeah. And I've heard of large dogs that have a hard time being, that they sometimes have to go in with the puppies because they think they're a little, or the smaller dogs because they think they're little. Do you have to do that ever?
Occasionally. So we have a big puppy mastiff right now, Lou. He's probably 70 pounds or so. He's only, 6 months, though. So he's just a big baby in his head. You know, he's so big, he tries to get in the baby crates for lunch, and he's twice as big as the crate. But so he thinks he's small. So he's not ready yet to play with the dogs that have been around a lot longer, the German Shepherds and the Huskies that, that are, big dominant behavior guys. So he does go in our toy box room so he can learn how to play and learn how to interact. He's not scared. He's not hiding by the door. He loves it in there, and he'll graduate into that bigger
so
dog
cute.
Room then too. Yeah.
I think that's so cute when big dogs, because our Roxy, she's big and chubby.
Mix, and she
thinks she's little.
She lays in the small bed, and she tries to fit in the small bed and curl up.
Yeah.
Louie's just a little bitty poodle.
You know,
and they all have
the big one.
There's tons of different breeds and breed mixes, but they all have different pasts and different histories.
Yeah.
So, the dogs that – the perfect time to really bring them is really 3 to 4 months onward when they're puppies. That's when their brains are forming. That's when their opinions are forming of what's okay and what's not okay. When a dog's in their face, they learn that it's not a bad thing, so they're not going to snap and try to attack it.
Right.
You get a 5-year-old dog that's never socialized, they might do that the opposite. That someone comes near their face, they might try to snap a bit hard. So at that younger age, their opinions are really forming on what's okay and what's normal. So that's really the best age to get them in there. So we can teach them that early on, and then they're just normalized throughout their life. But we do work with a lot of dogs that are, older. We have, a dog coming in that's 15 years old today that just wants to kind of hang out while mom's out of town. So we do work with all dogs of all ages, and all breeds. We don't have any restrictions as well.
And do you give like a free, when I say free, a complimentary visit to see how your dogs, if they can interact and do well?
That's a must. Yeah. So we do a temperament test for all the dogs that come
okay.
in. And that comes with a trial day. So we spend about 20 to 30 minutes getting to know you and your dog's past. We'll actually bring them in a trial room where we introduce them to our dogs, our regular dogs, one at a time, starting with someone calm, slowly working our way up to maybe someone who's a little more in your face, just to watch the body language, the interactions. We're seeing where they are in their development stage, making sure that they're okay to be in the rooms. They're like big, giant dog parks in the rooms. They're, 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. Rooms, and they're off the leash, so they have to have some basic social skills to be in there. We do that for everyone's dog so that the rooms are safe.
Sure.
After that, the last part of that test is we really want the dogs to stay for a trial day. The first 15 minutes they're in the room, they have a tunnel vision. They're getting greeted by 20 other dogs. They're in a new place. There's new smells. There's new people in the room. So having a couple hours to stay and play that day really lets that anxiety melt away. And then they start to interact with the other dogs. They start to sniff. They start to paw. And that's when they really start to have fun. And, of course, the biggest part of their day is when mom and dad pick them up because they realize that they get picked up when they stay here. And then every time after that they come, they're even more happy too.
Have you had many where that don't work out, or do you have a way? Because I'm sure there's people that fear their dogs being with other dogs, that they may not interact correctly, or their dog may be – they've had problems where it's maybe, leashes, like they're trying to take it on a walk and it wants to go after another dog. Mm-hmm. They have that fear. Is it still a good idea to come in and let you see what their temperament is and see if they would be okay?
Yeah, so we have different ways of handling that. If you're pretty sure your dogs need a little bit of help, we have some trainers that we can help get you with that are going to help you and give you a little bit of work, put the dog through some training to get it to a place
okay.
where it can come in. But, yeah, if you're curious, come in and we'll do that test. It's complimentary. It only takes about 20 to 30 minutes. And if we do need to refer you to a trainer, we're going to tell you what specifically we're seeing in that dog's behavior that that trainer needs to work on. It's not just a general thing. Go to an obedience class, sit, you know, lay down, leave it. We're going to work on that specific issue, whether it's some kind of food aggression or toy aggression or fear aggression. You know, dogs, like I said, they're just like people. They've got, you know, they can, we're so complex, and we help break it down so we can correct those behaviors.
Because they can't just talk to us. Well, yeah. We're sitting here with Nick Lasciuto. He is the owner of Dogtopia over in Ellisville. Can you give us a few tips? Summer, I mean, here it is. It's starting to get warm outside, and, you know, we have our pets, and sometimes, you know, we have our shoes and our clothes, and we can grab a glass of water, and we can do whatever we need, and our dogs can't tell us. Can you give us some tips for, you know, taking care of our pets in the summertime with this heat?
Sure, Kelly. Yeah, this is an important time for the dogs, especially for new dog owners who haven't been through a summer yet. You know, when it does get hot, the temperature, the humidity, the dogs actually, to stay safe, you know, they need a lot. You know, they're going to need shade. They're going to need water. And you don't realize that the blacktop gets, you know, 90, 100 degrees. You can imagine walking barefoot in that. And it's the same for your dogs. If they look uncomfortable, if they're shaking, they are uncomfortable.
Okay.
You know, bring them in. We've actually posted on our Facebook a How Hot Is Too Hot. It's a PDF, and it breaks it down by small, medium, large dog from 60, 70, 80, 90, you know, 100 degrees. What the safe amount of time for that dog to be outside is, and what to watch for as well.
Oh, I see that on there, right down there. You can go to dogtopia.com, and I see that down there that you have.
Or dogtopia.ellisville is our Facebook. We've got that live on there. It's just a quick reference guide. We do the same thing in the winter. You know, in the summer, of course, never want to leave your dogs in the car when you're going shopping. Don't bring them out with you if you're not going to bring them in the store with you. Even, you know, a 5-minute trip, you know, unexpectedly might turn into a 20-minute trip if you're at the DMV or somewhere like
sure.
that. So it might not go as quick as you think. And 20 minutes in the car when it's 90 degrees outside, that's all it takes. So we want to make sure people have their dogs and keep them safe.
I find it amazing anybody that thinks that, you know, it's okay to leave their dog in the car when it's – if you can't sit in the car, why do you think that your animal can sit in the car?
Exactly. And we see it quite too often.
They think that they crack the window or something like that, and, you know,
and
it's okay. It's not okay.
That's right. That's right. So just use common sense when you just imagine, like we do at the store, imagine it's a little child that you have,
sure.
a three-year-old baby. Would you leave a three-year-old baby in the car? No.
No.
Would you let the three-year-old baby walk on the hot asphalt? No. So just pretend it's a three-year-old baby.
I have to say, it really is different the way people take care of their – I mean, from – we're an older generation – feels weird saying that, but we are.
Like it. We are.
And we're feeling it today. But no, but you know, we just had dogs growing. I mean, my mom's an animal lover. So, I mean, our dogs were always well taken care of, but they lived on people food, but there weren't dog bakeries and Dogtopia. There weren't those things. I mean, you just had dogs, and some people weren't all that great to them. Now, seriously, people treat their animals better than their children.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You can post something on Facebook, even something of really of good substance for a human being, and you'll get a couple of likes or you'll get a couple of posts. You put a dog
on
there,
puppy.
Got like 100 likes and 100, you know, in 2 minutes.
Such amazing creatures are our best friends. They're always giving us love. They don't ever challenge us. They always want to be there for us.
And, absolutely.
You know, so we treat them like family now. It has changed over 20 years. When I had a dog when I was a kid, it's very different. We look at it just like it's a 2 or 3 year old child for us now. When people go to a daycare or a boarding facility, they research it for 3 or 4 days to make sure it's safe. You know, we do the same when we take our kids to a school or daycare. So they're a part of the family. Everyone loves them a lot, and we want to keep them healthy, keep them safe, and also socialize them and get them tired from mom and dad.
Exactly.
That's right.
Don't you love? It's like you walk out the door. We crack up every time. We can literally walk out the door, wait a minute, walk back in the door, and get the same greeting as if we were gone a week. Where you been? You went all the way to the mailbox. I miss you.
Yeah.
I just took the trash out. So before we go, can you tell us what Dogtopia provides? What services do you actually have there?
Oh, sure. So our daycare is open during the week from 6:30 a.m. until 7 p.m. at night. So it's a very full day for the dogs. The dogs get that lunchtime or nap time from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So they get a time to rest. They get time to have some water by themselves. They get time to eat if mom and dad want them to. And then on weekends, we are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So obviously our boarding dogs are welcome. They're 7 days a week. They stay after and before the dogs come for daycare. We have It's great with boarding when you can check in on those webcams, too, when you're day three or four of your vacation, when you're feeling a little guilty. I wonder if my dog's safe. I wonder if she's happy. And you could just tune in and see her rolling around the ground with another dog. It makes you feel so much better. So we do a lot of boarding. And then we have a spa. So they get pampered, of course. We have bath treatments, de-shed treatments, nail trims, ear cleans, teeth cleans. So that we could do all the maintenance stuff for you so you come home to a clean and beautiful puppy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it's a great place. We've both been in there. We enjoy it. We know that it's clean. It's a safe environment and a wonderful place to be able to take your furry friend. So
yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You so much. Nick
and,
Lasciuto, yes?
And feel comfortable that they're being
taken care of. Yeah,
yes.
Being able to see them as well. But Nick Lasciuto is the owner of Dogtopia in Ellisville. You can go online, dogtopia.com. /Ellisville. Go right to it. Find out all about it. See everything that they have to offer. You can call up, make a time to come in and get that temperament checkup and make sure that where your furry friend may belong at your home away from home is what I would want to say that it is. So check it out. Thanks so much, Nick. We appreciate it. If you'll just stick around a minute, we got a few minutes before we take a break, and I thought maybe, Gordon, do you have what this day in history is all about today?
Actually, I do.
So what's going on today?
Things. This day in history brings us that the animated feature Shrek was released on this day in 2001. Can you believe it was 2001?
Oh, my
gosh.
It feels like it was
maybe 10 years ago. But yeah.
Did you like the movie Shrek? Do you like kid movies?
Oh, who doesn't?
Because they make them adult oriented.
They do. They're smart. They know we watch them too.
Exactly.
The kids are just the excuse to watch.
Right.
And in 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted. Remember that? Do you remember
really?
When that happened? 1980.
That's a long time ago. I was just about ready to graduate from high school.
You know, I've never been close to a volcano in my life until we went to Pompeii.
Yes.
And we went to Pompeii and saw that, you know, the
which
destruction.
Which is active.
And right, saw the volcano. I was like, I was taken back. I mean, they're huge. I mean,
well, knowing
did you
what
take
you
a
see,
helicopter tour over there?
We didn't. We walked into, the city of Pompeii, and which is incredible to think that was just covered.
Oh, the whole city,
but then when you see that, and then you know that volcano is active, that, you know, there's not a cork in there to keep it from erupting. Because it's so beautiful, you can't imagine that happening again. But you know, it's possible.
And seeing the clouds kind of just hover over it because of
very ominous. I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. And we also have famous birthdays today. We'll get those out of the way. Tina Fey.
Get those out of the way.
It's Tina Fey's birthday today.
I like
today.
Tina Fey.
Yes, she was born in 1970.
Ooh.
In, I've never heard of this place, Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. She's 48 years old.
Gosh, she doesn't.
No.
She seems so young.
Yeah, it's the energy.
And the best country artist of all time, George Strait, in my book, he is 66 years old today.
Wow.
To give him a shout-out on his Facebook, Gordon.
Poteet, Texas. I don't know where that is. The rock singer Jack Johnson. He is.
Who's that?
He's kind of like a acoustic player, kind of acoustic music.
Speaking of rock singers, we're going to play a game a little bit later in the second hour. Name that band. So Grover is back at the station. He's going to pull up rock songs. We're not quite sure if we're going to let Gordon play, or at least he has to give us an opportunity to answer first.
Okay.
If we can't get it and Gordon knows it, we'll let him tell us.
Really bad.
And we'll see how well he does.
Yes.
Okay.
Perry Como, it would have been his birthday today, but he died in 2001 at the age of 88. And Reggie Jackson is 72 years old today, and he was born in Winecote, Pennsylvania. So,
wow, we got it. That was a couple of them.
Famous birthdays today.
No, we got them all. When's your birthday?
Coming up August 1st.
August 1st.
Yeah.
You're coming up.
Yeah.
You're just a baby. Well, we appreciate you so much coming in with Molly and telling us about Dogtopia. We are here live where?
146 Chesterfield Valley Drive, right down here in the heart of the valley, right next to the movie theater, what's it called? I can't see.
I saw it by the Bar Louie.
Well, it's Marcus Theaters now.
Right next to Bar Louie.
It was Wehrenberg, right? So it's now Marcus Theaters, but I think everybody still says Wehrenberg.
We're sandwiched between Bar Louie and Skin B right in the middle.
Yeah.
So come see us. We'll be here till 12 today, but the party goes till 2:30.
And then maybe longer with this crowd.
You never know.
This
you
is a fun know. Crowd over here.
it's a beautiful day outside, too. We have patio furniture out here as well, so you can sit. Come get yourself a drink. Get yourself a treat. Come meet everybody here with Experience
Realty.
Yeah,
meet the
staff.
Team. God, I want to start saying their names. It's like I need to have a list in front of me because I'll feel really bad, you know. Kendall Winton, she's Thompson. I still can't get used to her new married name. And Tina Knox and
yes.
Curtis Blackford is here and Doug Pratt. And you hate when you want to say everybody's name who's here and then you know you're going to forget somebody because there's so many of them in there. So shout out to the team here, Experience Realty Partners. Kathy Helbig Strick has done a great job. We're enjoying being part of her team. Tammy Moore is now part of her team.
Yes.
She should be coming
welcome
by later
Tammy.
Today. Yep, welcome, Tammy. I keep coming in. We're going to have to get a bigger place pretty soon. Kathy doesn't want to hear
that.
Those
of us watching on Facebook and our watch party, we thank you for watching and tuning in to us today.
Do you see anybody that's – sometimes my feed doesn't come up really quick, so I can't, you know, see everybody all the time that's coming through. It still says the
Vicky
same
Schneider,
thing.
Schneider, of course, Patrick Sweeney. Joined us today. So did Rocky Mantilla. So, and which
Vicky
we
Schneider
might...
thinks I'm going to get fat and lose all my teeth, and then you'll want her. Everything has gone wrong, could go wrong since I got married.
Oh, boy.
Falling apart.
Yeah, we had just gotten back from our trip, and she had
thank
to,
goodness just
really,
got back.
And she had emergency root canal.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrible pain. I mean, it sounds terrible to say
pain.
A tooth, you know, like, oh, you big baby, a tooth hurts. But it is horrible. And so thank goodness the Chesterfield Family Dentistry for getting me in on an emergency and saved me from there. But anyway, we do have to take it to a break. We are here at Experience Realty Partners. We're going to come back. We got the Wild Wine Life. Ray Maxwell here with us. We're going to play some fun games, talk about the best burgers in St. Louis and more right here on She Said, He Said on where?
590 The Fan.
590 The Fan.
The Fan.
Thank you.
It's my strength. Holding on every minute that I have.